Welcome to Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host, and we're a group of law enforcement professionals to talk about today's news and issues, but the twist is that we do it from a law enforcement perspective. And I'm going to introduce the crew. Guys, if you don't mind waiting for the video portion of our show, we have, he's back, major or doctor, take your pick, Travis Yates with TravisYates.com. You know, he's probably, I was expecting to see you in a hotel room somewhere in some part of the country, teaching another conference or seminar, Travis. So thanks for, I know you're a busy guy. Thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it. And about as busy as you, we have Lieutenant Rainey Sutton from Las Vegas Metro Police Department, also the founder of the Wounded Blue, thewoundedblue.org. Wow, that's a mouthful. So, yeah, you probably recognize Rainey from the series Cops, maybe the movie Casino, or maybe you saw him with Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality, and the list goes on and on and on. So, I think Rainey's got a fan trying to break into his house right now during the live show. So, these women, they find out where Rainey lives, and they start knocking on the door. It's crazy. You know, just think, it could always be worse. I could be Rainey Sutton is the way I go through life. Hey, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. And guys, please support our sponsors. They go to great lengths to bring this good quality content to you. We've got Aero Precision. They're our new satellite sponsor, getting us on Westwood One satellite delivery. Yes, very exciting. Also, we have Gauls, AU Fire, Gunlearn.com, BlueTheGold.com, and MyMedicare.live. Also, a shout out to the Free Press at TampaFP.com. Thank you guys for carrying our content. And, you know, that's with Brian Burns and also Ray Dieter, GridVoiceMedia.com. You know, they're letting us stream to three of their locations that have about a million followers. That's three of the eight streams are going to Red Voice Media. So thanks, guys, for helping make that happen. We've got a great lineup. Man, I'll tell you, some of the stories with video components that we've got today are just unbelievable. But just to whet the appetite, you know, for the audience, let you know what we're going to be talking about. First article, incredible website, lawofficer.com. If you guys haven't been there, they've got an article titled, "So Many Soros-Funded Non-Prosecutors," because they don't really prosecute, "Because We Were Not Paying Attention." In other words, how did this even happen? And it spells it out. We've also got another article, "Prosecutor Shakeup in Mary Moriarty's Office in the Murder Case Against Trooper Ryan Lonergan," which never should have happened in the first place. We got police releasing video footage from a Cottonwood police officer who fatally shoots a man after a violent altercation. You know, these first two video stories we're covering have got cops being sucker punched. And one of them just ends with devastating results. The second one, this is the one that's bad. Ukraine police released body cam of Ukraine. Yeah, we're talking about Ukraine. Traffic stop that resulted in the death and injury of an officer. That's another cop getting cold cocked. Former Colorado sheriff's deputy convicted of a misdemeanor in a fatal 2022 shooting. They let him slide on the felonies, and he wasn't guilty of anything really, but they nailed him on a misdemeanor. Body cam footage shows a taser being deployed before a Naugatuck officer's fire on a knife-wielding man. Then we got Arkansas State Police arresting a small town chief for on-duty kidnapping. That's an interesting story. And then finally, Seattle police released video of a deadly shooting of a suspected child predator at a hotel. That goes down quick. All right, so I think I've covered the full gamut here. So if you guys are ready to dive into this, let's go to that. It's a relatively deep article. It's written by Steve Pomper with lawofficer.com. But I know that it originally appeared, I believe, at National Police Association. So I'm not sure if Steve wrote it for NPA, National Police Association, or not. And that's where Betsy Brantner Smith, she's a spokesperson for them, and she's a panelist on our show. So the NPA, National Police Association, has committed many pages to the damage to our Soros-funded prosecutors have done, including releasing felons who have then injured, even murdered ordinary people and police officers. Now, the following is a list of some of the prosecutors that they've written about, some of whom the NPA has already taken other actions against, like filing bar complaints and stuff. Now, we're going to get to that list in just one second. It goes on to say that Soros has funded millions, and some say $1 billion, to install as attorney and author. Well, we have Cully Stimson. She calls them rogue prosecutors. And that's probably a pretty accurate definition. A rogue prosecutor is pretty much a prosecutor who does not prosecute or prosecutes with disregard for equal justice. Now, if you want to understand how, and they're calling these guys Sorosites, which I think is pretty cool. So how do these Sorosites do it? How do they pull this off, getting all these Soros-funded prosecutors who aren't really prosecuting at all? How do they pull that off? It says, embarrassingly easily, they remained aware when we did not. They targeted vulnerable jurisdictions as those where people are not paying attention and people who were running for prosecutor offices. The following is a partial list of Soros-funded rogue prosecutors who wreaked havoc on local public safety. So Rachel Rollins, Suffolk County, you know, Boston, Massachusetts. We got Larry Krasner. That name should sound familiar for the people that are familiar with Philadelphia. Of course, Kim Fox. Cook County in Chicago. Wow. Now, Rachel Rollins, who I mentioned earlier, Rachel's gone. But now we're down the chest of Bowden. San Francisco, gone as well. But boy, some damage. Alvin Bragg, not gone yet. New York City DA in court, George Gascon. How did he keep his job in L.A. so far? I have no clue. Now, Stimson, speaking at Hillsdale College last month, this is just to give you guys an example. Listen, to the, it's the DA Krasner. When he won, this is how he celebrated election night, by calling himself a public defender with power. That is just scary. It reminds me of Andrew Warren, who was the state attorney in Hillsborough County, where I'm at. And it was like having two public defenders. The state attorney was just like a public defender. And of course, you know, our governor, Ron DeSantis, got rid of him. It kind of goes on to talk about Soros and the allies, people that are working with him. They're getting many non-prosecuting prosecutors in the office. They're paying attention while people are not. And then they're pouring money into the campaigns that they favor. They call it a down ballot. Candidates running for district attorney or city or county prosecutor's offices. And these motivation for these Sorosites, people who don't pay attention to these offices. Most people don't even know that they're who the prosecutor is. And it's hard to argue with this. Now, even though cops are making initial arrest bookings and requesting of charges, the gatekeepers are the prosecutors. These are the guys that ultimately decide whether the charges are going to be filed. So it never makes it to a judge and jury if the prosecutors don't prosecute. It doesn't matter if the cops put them in jail or not. They walk in one door, walk out the out. So that's kind of where the article is going. There's a lot of other stuff in here. It talks about prosecutorial discretion, but I think I've kind of whet the appetite enough on this. Randy's already got his mic open, so he's ready to go. So, Randy, the floor is yours.
Yeah, George Soros is literally an enemy of this nation. He's brilliant. His campaign to destabilize this nation has worked beyond probably even his wildest dreams. He's spent not millions, but billions of dollars trying to destroy the fabric of this nation through this insidious methodology that he's employed. And he's done it very, very well. Voter apathy is a major component of this. Like you said, in that article in Law and Order, is that people don't even know who the district attorneys are. So they're this low hanging fruit, but they realized it when they pumped all this money into it. Now, if you look at what Soros is doing now, he's pumping millions of dollars into these not only in radio, but he's paying all this money into the agitation of the anti-Israel lobby all over this country. Same thing he did with Antifa. And here's the real shocking thing is, well, maybe it's not shocking. He's been to the White House a gazillion times, and somehow the DOJ isn't investigating his role in the mayhem and murder that's been taking place for years in this country due to his own involvement.
Wow. Well, Travis, clear it up for us.
Well, George Soros is not voting Republican. Okay. So people on the Democratic aisle, you know, they're in a really tough position now because they are the party of we hate Israel. We love terrorists. They're in the party of we hate law and order. We love crime. They're in the party of a lot of horrific things. And it really is amazing how quickly the chaos has erupted in the country. And my fear is it's going to be very difficult to get a semblance of normalcy back because, listen, the Republicans don't play this way. They're dealing with a mega maniac here, and this is not in their interest. I mean, just look at when Donald Trump ran in 2016. You heard the chance of lock her up, right? Well, nobody really thought that was serious, right? It was a great chant. People got excited about it. But guess what happened when Donald Trump became president? He didn't prosecute Hillary Clinton. He didn't prosecute Barack Obama. He didn't prosecute Bill Clinton, right? And because Republicans don't play that way. Well, look where we are today because of what the Republicans, you know, the sort of imbalance of what's going on. Just to give you an example of what these prosecutors have done. By the way, prosecutors like referees, Chip. I mean, nobody really notices them, right? Nor should they notice them. They elect them. They expect them to do their job. And so this happened. But the problem is if Americans don't wake up, you don't get these back. And the cities where these prosecutors reside are literally third world countries. I don't think people realize that aren't there. You can watch the images, but until you're there, you don't realize it. My two older sons just came back from New York City yesterday, and they had never been to New York City. And I tried to explain to them what they're going to face there. They couldn't really wrap their head around it. Man, did they get a culture shock. My sons had been around the world on mission trips to real third world countries. They told me that New York City was the worst. They'd been to third world countries where they felt safer.
We got a commercial break, guys. Sorry to cut you off, Travis. We'll be back in just a second. All right, guys, let's talk about Gauls at Gauls.com/Leo. You know, the country's leading uniform clothing, equipment, and gear provider for law enforcement. And they have a variety of offerings, everything from multi-tools and flashlights to duty boots and tactical gear. And as our panelist, Captain Brett Bartlett, always says, they pretty much have everything for law enforcement except for guns and ammo. So if you haven't checked out the new Gauls lately, please go to Gauls.com/Leo and check them out. Now, notice that I said uniform. Even my former agency, the Tampa Police Department, they've got a Gauls uniform office on the second floor lobby, Tampa Police Headquarters. They're absolutely killing it. They don't do business with two other uniform companies they used to do business with because Gauls is just doing so good. And notice that I said they've got, you know, stuff for everybody. You know, you don't have to just be law enforcement. Even our brothers in the military and our firefighter brothers, they have Gauls gift cards. They've got stuff for all these. So if you have family, friends, and loved ones involved in law enforcement, military, firefighting, get them a gift card. They'll be your new best friend. So Gauls.com/Leo. Don't wait, guys. You'll be glad that you did. Now, introducing Aero Defense by Aero Precision at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, a beacon of durability, dependability, and all-American craftsmanship in the realm of duty rifles. Yes, we're talking about long guns. Born from an aerospace engineering company, say, you know what they know what they're doing. Aero Defense by Aero Precision demands perfection because selling for anything less when your life is on the line is not an option. Now visit AeroPrecisionUSA.com for a lineup that matches every discipline because they have something for everybody. Since 1994, they've been quietly leading the AR Builder parts domain, but now they're making waves in the complete rifle arena with Solus Bolt Action. So stay tuned because the M4 E1 Pro and the Mod 4 handguards are getting ready to hit AeroPrecisionUSA.com later this year. The embodiments of duty rifle excellence, and they're now being tailored for the civilian customer, which is you guys. Now you can get your hands on that primo stuff. So in addition, their M5 AR-308 platform, great sniper platform that's nothing short of spectacular. So don't settle for less when you can have the best. Go to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And welcome back to Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com. Sorry to cut you off, Dr. Travis. I know you're really getting into it. And to the poster that wants to know if Randy's the one with the cat. No, Randy's the one where it says Randy Sutton under his picture, under his video. That's Randy. Yeah, it's the one with the cat. Oh, it's a dog. The cat's turned into a dog. You're scaring me now. He's kind of embracing that thing a little close there, Travis.
Listen, Randy feeds me drinks. I don't want him to put any poison in the drinks. So I love the cats. I love the dogs. I love the fish. I love the porcupines he's got there. I love all the animals. So I'm down with it.
So I hated to cut you off for our first commercial break there, but you were right in the thick of it, you know, talking about our, you know, our main story, and we're talking about, you know, the Soros funded, you know, prosecutors and stuff. So,
well, I mean, the problem, Chip, is I have not seen where we're going to be able to stop this. You know, let's just take what's going on with President Trump right now. Right. I mean, the idea that the first American president to be prosecuted is a guy that literally. They say stole the election because he was getting backup delegates, which presidents in the past have done. I mean, it's everyone with a brain knows it's bogus, right? So the idea that that's the first American president prosecuted, when we know for a fact we've had other presidents that probably, you know, have done heinous things. So that's the game they're playing, right? And I don't think the other political side has the cojones, so to speak, to play that game. And so the question then is, well, how do you deal with it? Well, I mean, I think at this point, the only way you deal with something like this is, as soon as President Trump's president, guess who gets prosecuted? Because why would they stop doing it unless they got a little bit of their own medicine? I don't want it to go that way, but how do you stop evil men and women from being evil? Now, in regards to the prosecutors, I mean, it's just another fragment of it. There's so much of this going on at the same time. Why should they stop? Nothing is keeping them from stopping, right? It's actually working exactly the way they want it to work. And just so the audience is aware, I know this is hard to believe because this is Americans and we're an American. We should love our country. They're trying to create so much chaos in the country. When they talk about reimagining, that means destroying what is here now and raising this up from whatever their imagination is. And I told people this during the George Floyd protests and riots. I said, be careful what you ask for. I said, because the same people doing this will be in front of your hospitals, be in front of your jobs, be in front of your colleges, about a bunch of other things. And that's exactly what we've seen. And they have no intent to stop any of this. So I think what the governor of Texas is doing, what the governor of Florida is doing, the one thing that will stop it is law and order. That's what will stop it. Why did we not see this 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago? Because they would be thrown in jail. Correct. They would be harmed and punished for this. Now they're getting paid. They're heroes. No. They're martyrs. So there is no incentive to not do this. So we need to literally get back to enforcing the law. And that means people that are obstructing streets. Go back to New York City back in the early 2000s, 90s, when you jaywalk, when you trespass, when you shoplift, there are consequences. And there's no consequences for anything in this country, Chip, unless you and I do something. There's no consequences for anything. And until we get back to that, this is going to continue. Now, when we do get back to that, then we'll be racist, right? But instead of doing what we did in the last 5 years, going, oh, we're so sorry that we enforced the law and we're so-called racist, we need to go, no, we're not. You're breaking the law, and just keep going. Because if we let that work, that's what keeps us from doing our job. And so, you know, I want to just quickly talk about 4 officers were killed just yesterday. Okay. Now, there should be outrage for that. But sure. Let me ask you this, Randy. Let me ask you this, Chip. The number of police chiefs that had to make a comment publicly when a viral video in May of 2020 went around the internet without knowing any information. The amount of chiefs that expressed outrage for what we now know was a scam. If I'm not even debating it, watch the fall of Minneapolis to see what I'm talking about. Where are those chiefs yesterday, Randy? Where's the outrage yesterday? Oh, no. I certainly saw a few, but it pales in comparison to the fake outrage and virtue signaling these so-called leaders did when a viral video went around when they didn't know anything about it. It's embarrassing to this profession. It's embarrassing to those men and women. They ought to be voted off the island. They don't deserve to wear this badge. They're the reasons we're seeing the chaos. It's easy for me to blame George Soros. It's easy for me to blame the media and the politicians. Let me tell you why chaos reigns, folks. Law enforcement's not doing law enforcement. That's why chaos reigns. And we need to be answering that question, because I can't control George Soros. I can't control terrorist lovers. I can't control politicians. But we should be demanding why law enforcement's not doing what's in our name, which is law enforcement. Wow.
If you saw yesterday, not only one of the deadliest days in law enforcement history, 4 dead, 4 more injured, and the mainstream media was busy covering the Trump trial. They couldn't even bear to leave that in order to report what has now become one of the deadliest days in law enforcement history. And even now, very few stations are even devoting any time to it whatsoever. And that shows you the devaluation of the law enforcement officer in America.
You know, I found out through Travis, he sent me something via email, and I'm just looking at it. It's at Fox News, and also, in all fairness, it's at Red Voice Media. You know, Charlotte shooting, 4 law enforcement officers killed, 4 injured, as U.S. Marshals Task Force serves a warrant. And these marshals, man, these guys are just rock solid. Working with marshals is just awesome. But I'll tell you, in the last week, they've been taking a heavy hit with some of this stuff. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, just some very sad, scary stuff going on. We need the back of our law enforcement. Hey, guys, if you're ready to move on, let's keep those people in our hearts and prayers, you know, that have, in Charlotte. That's just, they're in a world of hurt right now. Randy Sutton's probably going to be getting some phone calls. Moving along here, we've got an update article. StarTribune.com, prosecutor shake up in Mary Moriarty's office. The murder charge against trooper Ryan Lonragan, which should have never happened anyhow. Now the Hennepin County attorney, Mary Moriarty, is requesting the authority to hire outside legal counsel at a time when a senior lawyer in her office has been leading the prosecution of Minnesota State Police Trooper Ryan Lonragan. He's no longer at the helm of this controversial case. So that's what's going down. And remember, they just hired an expert. They didn't like what he said, so they got rid of him. And that's all, you know, hush hush. And they're expert shopping, you know. But look, it's time to go to our second commercial break. I know, Randy, we'll be right back. All right, guys, it's time to talk about Blue the Gold. And if you're struggling with the ins and outs of warrantless searches and seizures, or if you're worried about the liability, in case you get it wrong, say hello to bluetogold.com. They translate search and seizure documents into clear, straightforward concepts that any officer can relate to. Plus, they give the training for free thanks to bluetogold.com's free weekly webinars. Now, next week, it's cops and cameras. Can you imagine that? So sign up at bluethegold.com today and join thousands of your peers in blue and step up your legal game, because frankly, you and your agency cannot afford not to. Bluethegold.com. Now, AFIRE stands for Accuracy Under Fire. It's at AFIRE.com. And now agencies can prepare LEOs for the mental challenges associated with being wounded on duty, forcing them to adapt, problem solve, refocus, and overcome to effectively neutralize the threat. Now, AFIRE has the only option to safely prepare LEOs for the instant, intense, random, and distracting immobilization of a body part associated with a debilitating wound. Go to AFIRE.com, watch cool videos, learn about this amazing product, AFIRE.com. All right, guys, and welcome back to Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com. So we are halfway through the show. Thanks for sticking with us, and thanks, guys, for enjoying the new format. You know, when we have these local commercial breaks for the local radio stations, you know, we're able to converse with each other, you know, and with the streamers and answer questions and stuff. So streamers really on a live show, it's kind of a cool thing because you can interact with us. But when we talk about these video components, you know, we take this live show and we produce a special version at 9 o'clock in the morning that comes out on our Rumble channel called Leo Roundtable. And that's Tuesday through Saturday. And we embed all the videos we talk about, put pictures of the good guys and the bad guys. It's a rather unique way to watch the show too. It's not live, so you can't really interact with us, but you get to watch the videos that we're talking about. That's all right there. So I kind of left off and I was talking about, you know, the story. It's in, you know, Hennepin County, with the county attorney, Mary Moriarty's office. And she wants to get a special prosecutor. She wants to go outside. And this is after she's just screwed up this case against Trooper, you know, Ryan Lonergan so much. But the office has declined repeated requests in person and email to confirm or deny that assistant county attorney Joshua Larson has removed himself as lead prosecutor in the Lonergan case. And the trooper's charged with murder, manslaughter, and assault in the fatal shooting of Ricky Cobb II, if you guys don't remember, last summer during a traffic stop in North Minneapolis. So many things just start off in Minneapolis, right? In a statement, her office said that it is assembling a new prosecution team to handle what is an extraordinarily resource-intensive case that will involve extensive litigation prior to the trial. Wow. Now, in light of the news, the governor, Tim Walz, he doesn't seem like he's too happy about it. He's been making some comments to the media as well. So I didn't know if you guys had any comments on that. I'm ready to go to a video story. Oh, Randy's got something.
Oh, hell yeah. We're not leaving this one. Yeah.
All right.
So she's another Soros-funded demagogue. And Lonergan, this trooper did absolutely nothing wrong. He's been cleared. And what they did, they hired experts. And I happen to know one of the experts. He's been on this show. And he said this shooting is justifiable. So they threw that one away. Then they brought in another expert. He said this shooting is justifiable. They threw that expert away. And finally, they got a tame, you know, paid expert to give them the results that they wanted. And that's what they're hanging their hat on. This is a loser. In fact, I got to say this, that the head of the state police has completely supported this trooper to the point where he's asking cops to show up to his hearings. And that's something you don't hear very often. So this officer is a martyr. And Moriarty, because here, and this is exactly what Travis just said, there's no consequences for her actions. She should be disbarred. She should have her law license taken away. But because she is an elected official, she has complete immunity. And that is why they continue to get away with what they're getting away with.
Yeah, Chip, we dealt with, and we still deal with it, of why does law enforcement have qualified immunity? Which, by the way, they lied about. It just means if you do your job within policy and the law, you won't lose your house. That's all it means. It doesn't mean you can't get sued. It just means if you do it right, you can't get sued. So we put up with that. They've gone after that. And we sat back and dealt with that. So why aren't we asking for them to lose their immunity? Because prosecutors have absolute immunity, not qualified immunity, absolute immunity. In fact, if I gave Moriarty qualified immunity, we could sue her because she's outside the bounds of her job right now. So let's just reduce their immunity from absolute to qualified and make it equal to us. But they're not going to do that. They only do that to us, and we just stay silent. So there has to be consequences, because let's just talk about what this is about. This isn't about a conviction and jail time. They know they won't get that. They'll just pull those old experts into the room as the defense experts, and this is over with. Once the jury hears it, they're going to say, this is nuts. But it's about running his life and sending a message to the rest of American wannabe police officers who go, don't do this job. And then the current officers, you better leave this job. We're coming after you. It's all revolving around the defund and abolish police movement, but they don't say that because that's not politically expedient anymore. So they're doing it this way. If you make a job impossible, you make people scared they're going to be prosecuted for doing their job, no one's going to want to do the job. If accountants thought they would come to work every day and do their job and go to jail, you wouldn't find an accountant anywhere, not even at Walmart, at that cheapo place, right? So, so this is what it's about. It's about an overall picture that nobody's seems to know that. We want to blame Moriarty. We want to blame George Soros, which, yes, let's blame him. But think about what is actually happening. What actually is happening is they want to end law enforcement as we know it today. It's happened in most major cities. That's why you see the crime doing what it's doing. It's why you see the recruitment and retention doing what it's doing. That's what they're doing. They're wanting that to spread nationwide, and they get the big cities first, and then they're coming for you. So you need to be awake.
Scary. Randy, final words?
Well, I am going to be showing you something. I'm going to be sending you something for National Police Week. Travis has already seen a rendition of it, and it is going to address the nation about the law enforcement issues of today, commemorating National Police Week. And I'm going to share this with you, that that hopefully we will share this with everybody watching and listening to this show.
Beautiful. Is it
now, Randy, you said you would premiere it here, didn't you? You're going to premiere the video here.
I'm not premiering it here.
Or is it here or Tommy Lauren? Because here is much more sexier.
You're thinking he's sexier than Tommy Lauren? Hold on a second. You're getting me scared.
Is it video format, Randy?
Yes,
it is video format. Okay, yeah, we can push that on social media. Huge, you know.
It's pretty powerful.
All right, well, good. I look forward to that.
Randy is a knuckle dragger, but I will say this is pretty good. Pretty good.
I mean, really?
It's no caveman stuff. It's legitimate. It's really good stuff.
You know,
he doesn't need my endorsement. I'm just. Yeah.
All right. Well, look, I think it's time to move on to a video, guys. And these videos there, I'll tell you, these first two are just like I said before, stick with us. We'll describe in great detail what's going on. Stay loyal to the podcast or radio station you're listening to the show on, if that's the way you're hearing us. But if you want to see the video at 9 o'clock the next morning, tomorrow morning on our Rumble channel, they'll be embedded at rumble.com, our favorite law enforcement video channel called This Is Butter, who's actually on the stream and conversing with us now. We've got a story, police release footage of a Cottonwood officer fatally shooting a man after a violent altercation, and it is violent.
I copy one to tank.
Five gun, I'm fighting one. King Cobra, get away from me, motherfucker.
Why do you have to pull me over? You know who I am.
So it was, I guess, the Cottonwood Police Department. They made this body cam footage public, showing one of its officers fatally shooting a guy following a violent altercation that happened back on April the 12th. Now, it's currently under investigation by another entity. It's the Arizona Department of Public Safety, the Major Incident Division. But about 7:50 at night, so it's dark, on April the 12th, officer from Cottonwood, he conducts a traffic stop. The vehicle had no headlights and is following another car too closely. During the traffic stop, dash cam and body cam, because we got both, it reveals the driver. He's a 32-year-old. He's a Cottonwood resident. His name is Donovan Jelicic. He exits his car despite being ordered to stay inside the vehicle by the officer. And the officer walks up on the passenger side of the car, looks as kind of like an interstate kind of a setup. And the window wouldn't roll down. And so the officer had opened up the passenger door, but there's only one occupant and he's in the driver's seat. So they're conversing, but the guy gets out of the car. Cop tells him not to. He does it anyhow, walks around the front of the car, and now he's, you know, talking with the cop. So after a brief conversation where this driver is kind of leaning back against the guardrail, and the cop is between this guy and the guardrail and the vehicle, you're watching them talk, and then you hear this guy shouting expletives while trying to locate his registration, insurance information. Then he attacks the officer, just sucker punches him without warning. So our bad guy and the officer, they start wrestling. And eventually, because they were up standing up for a while, they eventually go on the ground. But you see stuff coming off the officer's, you know, duty belt and stuff. He's losing items. During the struggle, our bad guy attempts to take the officer's firearm, and the magazine comes out of the weapon. Now, I couldn't tell this. I'm glad they put that in the report because I didn't know that it happened, but it explains something else coming up in a second. Body cam and dash cam footage then show the bad guy and the officer falling into the embankment to the side of the interstate. And they kind of almost, it gets so dark, you can't really see much of what's going on. But you do hear the officer request backup. And while attempting to deploy his taser in order to subdue the bad guy. So the taser, he does a couple taser discharges. They say it was ineffective, but I'm telling you, the bad guy went down, at least one time from that taser. But he gets up, and now the guy's mad. He comes back, and he because he was going away from the trooper when the officer hit him with the taser, comes back, and he's at it again. So he's aggressive, rushes at the officer. Officer deploys the taser one more time, not effective. And during the second attack, the bad guy takes a large rock, hits the officer in the side of the head, causes the officer to fall on his back. Then the officer discharges a single shot from his firearm to stop the attack. So you know what happened. That magazine came out, but he had one in the freaking chamber, thank God. And that's why you got one shot. When the additional officers get there, they render aid to the bad guy. Cottonwood Fire Department gets there, paramedics. He's helicoptered to the hospital for further medical treatment. And he dies several days later from the gunshot wound. I have no sympathy for that guy. The officer had multiple injuries to his head and eye, and he had hospital treatment, follow-up care. He was in a world of hurt. So, we're coming up on a commercial break. So just to keep you guys if you're going to have to save it for after the commercial break, but this will be our last commercial break. So look, stick with us. We'll cover this amazing story. It's scary. We'll cover it in 1 second. We'll be right back. No matter how much you know about guns and ammunition, there's that knowledge gap that leaves you confused and missing the complete picture. GunLearn.com, they've taken the confusion out of learning, and they've actually made it easy. GunLearn.com is the first and the only company that offer a step-by-step program that takes you from your present knowledge level to become a safe, accurate, and competent certified firearm specialist. Now, they provide citations from federal law and ATF rulings for every point taught to ensure accuracy, and their training is approved by major forensic organizations, by law enforcement agencies, and also firearm manufacturers. Since 1996, they've taught everything that LEOs, that's law enforcement officers, need to know about firearms and ammunition to all facets of law enforcement. Now, you can start today with online training, or you can sign up to attend a live seminar. And you can actually get free training for yourself and the personnel at your agency by hosting a seminar at no cost. So come aboard as one of the most firearm knowledgeable people in the world by joining the folks at GunLearn.com. All right, guys, welcome back to Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com. We just got done talking about a story, or actually I kind of like gave a synopsis of the story where we got a cop that was sucker punched on the side of a highway. He's by himself. And I'll tell you, it brings back memories because the cop's in a world of hurt. I'm thinking, did he call for backup? It sounds like we got people that are coming over there. And then, right around the time of the shooting where he pulls the trigger, and of course he's only got one bullet because the magazine's been ejected during the fight, You hear the sirens, and that every cop knows. I get goosebumps talking about it. Every cop knows that when you're in like a fight for your life, you're just in a knockdown drag out. You either hear the sirens or you hear the police interceptor. they are both just the most blessed thing you can hear when you're in a fight. And it just gives you what you need to hang on until the cavalry gets there. It's just a beautiful thing. Travis?
Have we seen enough, Chip? Is our profession and our leaders, have we finally seen enough to where we know that our job is dangerous? Or are we going to keep doing the basketball challenge with the bucket and hop and dance at McDonald's, coloring books? Or are we actually going to start training our officers? Are we actually going to start giving our officers the tools they need and support them to actually make sure things like this don't happen? And I disagree with the video's description. He wasn't sucker punched. If these officers were properly trained, they would have known that when they told him to stay in the car and he didn't stay in the car, the number one predictor of a incident up to an assault is noncompliance. So once you non-comply with a law enforcement officer, you don't get to dictate the rules. The guy non-complies, doesn't go back to the car, then sits on the concrete, and they start having a buddy-buddy conversation. It's over with once you non-comply. He's in handcuffs because he didn't go back to the car. That's not the officer's fault. That's his fault. But our officers have been made to believe that they can't do that because they may offend somebody or they may trigger somebody. So what we need to get back to is actual training.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Randy, the floor is yours.
Well, we saw that this was going to happen. You could look at the way that he was adjusting himself. He had a plan. The suspect was making a plan.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately, the officer was not cognizant enough to realize that he is about to become the victim. And so thank God that this officer was able to get that round off. I didn't even hear it. During the commotion, I didn't even hear the shot go off. But luckily he was able to save his own life. Even though he was hit in the head with a rock. I mean, this officer was literally in a fight for his life.
No doubt.
And this could have turned out really, really badly.
And Chip, just so our audience knows, there may be civilians here. There's training that helps officers deal with this. Okay. Come to my website, go to Blue to Gold. They offer that. I offer that. Okay. It's called pre-incident indicators. Okay. My class is called Seconds for Survival. But just like Randy said, you could have predicted this long before it happened, but our officers have been handcuffed to believe they can't do that. Just like he waits till he gets hit in the head with a rock before he starts shooting. Because we've been made to believe, oh, he's unarmed. We can't shoot him. I'll maybe call the name. I maybe get prosecuted. Folks, we either need to get back to what law enforcement is, where we acknowledge that Graham B. Connor permits us to be able to save our lives a lot earlier than this instead of risking it, or we're going to keep seeing this day after day after day.
How many police officers have we seen shot in just the last 2 weeks? And we're talking multiple officers in single occasions. You never used to hear about this. You didn't see three cops getting shot in one incident. 2 days later, two cops being shot in the same. It's because we have cowed our cops into submission because they're afraid to act what they consider, what the leaders consider to be aggressively. And yet it is aggressive tactics that save lives. And we are unfortunately literally putting our cops into harm's way by providing them with the valuable training time that is available. We're teaching them how to be a DEI trained instead of survival trained.
Well, Randy, it's gonna be okay. I'm sure the ICP is working on a pledge right now. They're all going to sign a pledge, right? I'm sure that they're working on this right now. Folks, there is training out there that can prevent this, and your leaders are not giving it to you. That's where the blame goes, because bad guys are bad guys. People have been trying to kill officers since the beginning of the time. The difference is we were ready for it in the past.
Now, Travis, we've only got 4.5 minutes, less than that, and I want to get to the second video, but real quick, people can get more information about you, your classes, your training, travishyates.org.
Yeah, that sends you everywhere. Weekly podcasts, weekly articles, all the training we provide. Check it out. If I can help you, you can just contact me. You don't have to pay me anything. I'll help you any way that you may need.
All right, sweet. I know Randy's going to be talking about the wind and blue in just a second at the bottom of the hour. Let's get to this next story real quick. It's a video. It's another one. A sucker punch. Rumble.com, again, our favorite channel. This is Butter. Ukraine police, they released body cam of a traffic stop that resulted in the death of one officer and injury to another. Guys, this video is a bloody mess. One police officer was killed and one was wounded as a result of an armed attack by an unknown person on Saturday night. It talks about the name of the district in the region, and it's reported by National Police of Ukraine. So about 2 o'clock in the morning, police stopped an unknown dark colored vehicle. Now, I only saw one cop. I didn't realize until I read the article there was another cop there. That explains the shootout that you're hearing while we got one cop bleeding, you know, profusely on the ground. Two men in a car. The cop walks on the driver's side, but then he walks to the rear, to the rear hatch, and lets the passenger get out, who's got a black ball cap on. And the guy opens up, starts going through stuff in the back of the car. Cops there kind of like nonchalantly, the one that's wearing the body cam. The 20-year-old policeman that died when there was a shootout, you know, he was the partner of the other officer that ended up on the ground and was severely wounded. Thanks to the efforts of operational services, they say they were able to identify the persons involved in the crime and that they're trying to detain those people and locate them right now. But it you know, just on my notes here, walking by, you know, the passenger, you know, gets out, goes to the back, then they walk up to the driver's door together. And he's got this guy from the passenger side. The guy just looks at him and just like cold cocks him. And that's the guy, you know, the cop is on the ground bleeding. I mean, blood dripping everywhere. He gets his cell phone out and the bad guy, she comes at him, starts stomping him again. And there you hear the shootout going out with the cop's partner and stuff, who ends up dying. Cop, when the vehicle takes off, cop finally is able to stand up, get back to his car and call for help and assistance. But it was just a horrible video to have to watch. We got 2 minutes, Randy Sutton.
Yeah, this was, I couldn't really understand what was going on here. It looked to me like one of the officers had his cell phone out as if it were a body cam. It looked like he was trying to.
The flashlight was on.
Yeah. And everything, yeah. This was just, you could tell the training is not exactly what we would expect from training our cops, but it was horrendous to watch, especially you see the guy bleeding out. You know, blood dripping onto his hand and the camera. And it was horrendous to watch.
Yeah. There was so much blood. I really expected this guy to lose traction on the street, on the asphalt when he's trying to stand up. I mean, it was just blood everywhere. It was just crazy. So we've got two back-to-back stories, which just play into what Travis Yates is saying about, have we seen enough yet? Have we seen enough? You know, now this is over in Ukraine. But this is going on, you know, it's going on everywhere. And of course, training is not always equal everywhere you go. So that's why organizations like Travis Yates is involved with, that's so important to make sure our cops get the right training, because it saves lives. Guys, we got about 48 seconds before we wrap up the show. Is there anything that I don't think we really have time to cover, you know, anything else in the meantime? Anything you guys wanted to add on this particular story?
Well, I just want to thank your audience, Chip. They're very active. I'm glad they're here. Great chats going on. It means a lot to us that you're involved here. Spread the message. Spread the word. Chip's doing great work here.
Well, thanks, guys. We appreciate it. And just for a little reminder, I am going out of town to a conference, the Plessit Conference, Thursday and Friday. So we're going to be live tomorrow.
No, you're not. You haven't approved. We haven't approved that.
We haven't approved. Well, actually, the only reason they called me, they were trying to get a hold of you, Travis and Randy. And I just figured you got to go through me to get to them, and I'll go in their place. That's the only reason I was able to pull it off. So, you know.
That's because they didn't want the harsh reality from Travis or I.
Yeah, I'll take it easy on him. But the DOJ is involved in this one, so it should be interesting. I'll keep you posted. Randy, tell us about the Wounded Blue.
That's why Travis isn't there. Yeah, the Wounded Blue is the National Assistance and Support Organization for Injured and Disabled Officers. We're going to be at National Police Week. If you're going to be there, come find us at Tent City. I will be there for all of the days there. This is we're going to be working to provide peer support for injured and disabled officers, even while we are there at National Police Week. And go to the woundedblue.org and hit that donate button. Do what you can to help.
All right, thanks. Yep. Police Week, May 12th through the May 15th, I believe. Hey, a shout out to our sponsors, Arrow Precision, Gauls, AUFire.com, Gunler.com, BlueTheGold.com, and MyMedicare.live. Also, the free press at TampaFP.com, RedVoiceMedia.com. Thanks for carrying our content, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.